Getting away from the family allows you to get out of the weeds, allows you to disconnect, allows you in a 48 to 72 hour time frame to relax, number one, educate, number two, pair the plan, number three, right? What did you get out of that that you can implement? What's up, everyone? It is Sean from the Tactical Empire. I'm coming at you solo again today. I have just wrapped up 2 weeks worth of travel. I wasn't gone the full 2 weeks, but I traveled at the end of each week from Wednesday to late Friday night, early Saturday morning, 2 weeks in a row, which is extremely rare for me. I do not travel much without my family. These were trips, me leaving my wife and kids. Both of them were to get together with groups that I am a part of, leading Tactical Empire being one of them, and Metabolic Gym Owners being the second one. So the first week I was in Little Rock, Arkansas for the Tactical Empire meetup. And then the following week I was in Charlotte, North Carolina for the Metabolic Owners and General Managers annual conference. The Tactical Empire meets twice a year and the MAD owner GMs meet once a year. I have been in other groups where they meet quarterly. This podcast, I want to talk about the importance of disconnecting from your day-to-day on a micro level and on a macro level. How can I disconnect daily where I am? And then how and why is it important for me to actually leave my town, my business, my family for 2 to 3 days throughout the year? I found that because I don't like to travel away from my family, when I was a part of groups that met every 90 days, I actually did not look forward to leaving my family that often. 90 days flies by. Of course, the meetups were great. They were fine. But for me, I didn't need to leave my family every 90 days. I have businesses. I have enough lofty goals. And I have been doing this for numerous years to where even though I create 90-day plans, I don't need to disconnect every 90 days. So that's why at the Tactical Empire, we do twice a year meetups. I wouldn't say we would never go to 3 times a year meetups. I think there's an argument to be made that 120 days would be a good rhythm as well, as opposed to 180. The MAD conference is once a year. Do I think they need 2 conferences a year? No, but I think doing an informal meetup 6 months after the big annual conference, particularly for owners only, would be very valuable. On a micro basis, on a daily basis, I disconnect from my work via time blocking. Okay. So actually one of the speakers at the MAD conference, who was actually my first gym mentor, almost 10 years ago, I would say it'd be about 10 years ago. Stu Brower from WTF Gym Talk. He was a presenter at the MAD conference. He actually gave a presentation on the 24/7 workload, and it was essentially wrapped around time blocking. And at the beginning, he asked if anyone actually uses time blocking. I was one of very, very, very few people in the room that actually raised their hand. Time blocking is huge for me. He had us break out our calendars via sleep, personal time, and work time. So SPW. And then we broke those out in 30-minute increments, and then we put a percentage on a 24-hour calendar. So I believe that my sleep ended up being about 33% of my daily time. Personal time was about 42%, okay, which leaves about 22% or so flex a few percentages for working time. So if you do that, it was actually like a five and a half hour window per day that I have for working. Now, I haven't been doing that my whole career adult life. That is something that I've had to tweak and implement over time, but I've gotten really good at keeping my main working tasks between the hours of 10:30 and 2:30 or 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Okay. Depends on the day, if I have to drive in and pick up my kids or not. And if I work right after I finish my workout at 10 o'clock, or if I go home and shower first. So on a daily basis, I disconnect from work by having very strict guardrails on when I do work. during that 5 hour window, I actually rarely do things back to back to back to back. So even if I have two 45 minute calls, there's usually a 15 minute buffer in between those. There might be a 30 minute buffer. It might be an hour. So then I can walk my dogs or answer some emails or whatever it may be. Okay. But this podcast is more so for the macro, why you actually need to leave your family. You need to leave your business. You're in the weeds from a family perspective, personal time perspective, and business perspective. Every single day, there are things that need to get done. You need to wake your kids up. You need to pack their lunch. You need to get them to school. You need to walk the dogs. You need to get to work. You need to do your workout. You need to answer these emails, all that. And I'm not going to say I don't answer emails while I'm traveling, but I do not have the actual, the act of disconnecting. So for me, it starts to the drive to the airport. Once I get in my car and I drive to the airport, I throw on a podcast that I haven't been listening to recently because it's just low on the priority list. So heading to the airport this time, I downloaded some of Alex Hormozi's podcast. I downloaded some of Chris Williams' podcasts. I downloaded a Jordan Peterson podcast. And that's all I listened to on my flight out to Little Rock. And then on the way to Charlotte, North Carolina, I listened to some music and listened to some podcasts. And then on the way home, I downloaded an Audible book. So disconnecting allows you to get out of the weeds. And then at these conferences, here's how I view these conferences. I'm going in with an open mindset, but there's normally one thing or two things that I need to get some clarity on, some answers on in one or more of my businesses. What is the lowest hanging fruit that I can improve on this quarter? I'm not trying to improve on everything. And so I'm going in, I usually already know who the presenters are at both of these events. So I'm keen on which one I'm going to pay, not necessarily a bit more attention to, but which one's probably set up to help me the most based on the needs that I know are in front of my face, based on the needs that I know I need, for lack of a better phrase. And then the other side of it is there's always something a presenter says that I didn't know I needed until they said it. Okay. So at the MAD conference, it was, they were trying to blend culture and community. So Metabolic's known for promoting culture over community, especially in the gym space where most boutique gyms have it the other way, community and little culture, or they put the community above all else. And so the first two presenters, which one was the founder of MAD and one was like a marketing branding officer for, or consultant for Lululemon, they talked about culture times community, and they pulled out the word cult in culture. And then they pulled out the word unity in community. So how can you, from a branding perspective, from a business perspective, how can you create a cult that is unified together based on the messaging and the type of clientele that you want? So these were things that I knew of that I've heard before, but the way that they framed it was unique and really pulled out some things on what I could do with social media to hone in and even be better and take that to the next level. Getting away from the family allows you to get out of the weeds, allows you to disconnect, allows you in a 48 to 72 hour timeframe to relax, number one, educate, number two, pair the plan, number three, right? What did you get out of that that you can implement? I don't go this far, but I believe Jeff is the one that told me that he knows of people or a singular person that would go to these meetups, and the second they got something that they could implement right away, they would leave. Now, this is high-level masterminds. These are guys that run millions and millions and millions of dollars sized companies, and they can afford to just spend money on an airplane and go and book a hotel for three nights and only stay for one, if at all. But they could walk in on day one, get something that would move the needle for their business, and then they would leave. Okay, I don't do that. I do have a habit of not staying for the full time. I do with the Tactical Empire meetups for all the speakers, but MAD conference, I've left halfway through day two, both days, to get back to my family. Like I said, I don't like being away from my family. I certainly did not like being away from my family 2 weeks in a row. But hey, we got to do what we got to do sometimes. So if you are not a part of groups that allow you to get out of the day-to-day, highly suggest if you are a man, high achiever, trying to build businesses and become a really good husband, individual, and father, the Tactical Empire is your group. At a bare minimum, you guys need to book, you know, a really nice hotel or an Airbnb for yourself, maybe for you and your spouse if they're involved in the business. We do have, and leave town, get a babysitter for your kids, send them to the in-laws, send them to a family friend's house for a night or two. We do have annual planning coming up. We have a brand new professionally filmed course and content for that that we're going to be releasing in November, December. We're putting that all together, filmed it a few months ago, so we're piecing it all together this month. Highly suggest you guys go through annual planning, but if you can disconnect and leave town, that'd be great. Again, men, if you're looking for the group, Tactical Empires, we have a cap, right? We're going to get 100 men in the group. We're up to 70 now. So 30 spots left. Once we get there, we will be waitlisted and you can only get in when someone drops off. So if our podcasts have been resonating with you, I promise you when you're in the group, the value will be more immense than just sitting here listening to me and Jeff pontificate for 10 to 20 minutes. All right. Follow us on Instagram. Send us messages, Jeff and Sean at our individual stuff or the Tactical Empire on Instagram. You can also go to thetacticalempire.com, jump on our free Facebook group, the Tactical Empire community, and post any of your questions there or DM us. We are open books and we'd love to chat.